This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Gwen Tompkins. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Gwen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm such a big fan of yours, I have to say. I love your puzzles, and I love all your film work.
All my film work. All my one film. Thank you.
But I love it. I own that film. And Wordplay, which is just such a wonderful, wonderful movie about how to solve puzzles.
That's right. That's right. And the director and producer of it, Patrick Creedon and Christine O'Malley, are going to present the prizes at my crossword championship next weekend
right?
in Brooklyn. Yeah,
oh,
they're our special guests.
That's wonderful. So now remind us of the challenge you gave last week.
Yes, it came from listener Dave Taube of Eugene, Oregon. It was a hard one, it turned out. I said the nickname of a well-known queen is an anagram of the name of a well-known king. What are their names?
Well, what's the answer?
The queen is Cleo, C-L-E-O. Rearrange those letters, you get Cole, as in Old King Cole.
Oh, and not Nat King Cole?
Well, that might work too.
This week, we actually only received about 400 entries, which of course could be because it's been snowing so terribly on the East Coast and everyone's fingers are just too frozen to to get to their computers. But out of those 400 entries, we have randomly selected a winner, and that is Holly Mollo from State College, Pennsylvania. Hello, Holly.
Hi.
How are you?
Thrilled to be here.
You are positively puzzle-licious.
Oh, thank you.
Now, tell me, how long did it take you to solve that puzzle?
Actually, not very long. Part of the clue that I got was queens with nicknames, and there weren't that many.
Mm.
So I just started thinking of queens with nicknames, and it came to me.
Really? So yeah. You have actually called Queen Cleopatra Cleo?
Oh, totally. We're absolutely on a first and second syllable.
Okay, well, so how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Since the postcard days.
Oh, so you actually, you've been with it for quite some time then.
Quite some time.
Oh, my goodness. And so when you're lying in your bed on Sunday mornings,
yes.
Do you normally solve the puzzle?
Oh, sure, which is why I'm going to do so miserably today. So I'm counting on you, Gwen.
Well, I'll do my best to
to
goose your success. However, I'm sure you'll be able to handle this very easily. But what do you do when you're out of bed in State College?
When I'm out of bed, I'm actually still with my husband because I'm a physician's assistant and he's the physician I assist.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, that's lovely. It's a family business.
Oh, yes, actually, you could say that, sure.
Okay, well, are you ready to play?
Oh, as ready as ever.
Okay, we're going to play the puzzle. Will, meet Holly. Holly, meet Will. And let's play.
You're my hero.
All right. Thank you, Holly. Well, Holly and Gwen, every answer today is a word whose second syllable is pen, P-E-N. For example, if I gave you the clue a child, say, on one's tax return, you would say dependent.
Oh.
Okay. Second syllable is pen. Here's your first one. Costly.
Expensive.
Expensive is right. Number two is capital of Denmark.
Copenhagen.
Uh-huh. Something at the end of a book. You got the regular
appendix.
Nice. Is it? Good. Book that's a compilation.
Compendium?
That's it. A worker with a hammer and nails.
Carpenter.
Uh-huh. Things that hold the pants up.
Suspenders.
That's right. Fluid used in thinning paints.
Turpentine.
Good. Pez candy has a fancy one.
Dispenser.
Right. Oh. Snake-like or winding.
Oh, you can do it, Holly. Think of the Garden of Eden.
Serpentine, thank you.
Serpentine, good clue. Event that happens by accident. Let me say this clue. Yes, happenstance, good. I actually gave away part of the answer with my clue. Try this. Device that puts a point on a pencil.
Sharpener.
Sharpener, is that?
I was thinking, pencil. Okay, sharpener, yes.
Try this one. Experiencing regret for one's actions. Or you have sins, so you are...
Repenting.
Repentant is right. And your last one is fantastic.
Stupendous!
Nice job.
Stupendous indeed. You are fantastic.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. What nerves. But that was so much fun. you.
It is fun. I have to say, Will, that was a great puzzle.
Thanks a lot.
Well, now, Holly, you know, I hear you like musicians, and you requested that Sting read your puzzle prizes.
Oh, be still my beating heart.
Well, you know, I'm right there with you, but we couldn't get in touch with him. So, instead, we have someone also puzzlicious, and we asked a singer who's been dubbed by Blender Magazine as a country Barry White.
Oh, my goodness.
Baby, why don't we just turn that TV on?
Hey, everybody, I'm Josh Turner. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
Oh, Holly.
That was great.
That is great. Wow, Josh Turner.
Very nice. I just saw him for the first time on TV, and I was impressed with that voice, so that was just wonderful for me. Thank you.
Oh, yes, he's a revelation. Now, if you want to hear more of that voice, you can go to our website and listen to an interview by my friend, Scott Simon. He did on Saturday's show, Weekend Edition on Saturday.
Sounds great.
Now, before we let you go, Holly, tell us what member station you listen to.
I am a proud member of WPSU-FM here in beautiful State College.
Holly Mallow from State College, Pennsylvania, thanks for being with us. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
And Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Here's the challenge. Take the name Proust, as in the novelist Marcel Proust, P-R-O-U-S-T. Using these six letters, repeating them as often as necessary, spell a familiar bumper sticker. Three words, 16 letters altogether. What bumper sticker is it? So again, Proust, P-R-O-U-S-T, using these six letters, repeating them as often as necessary, spell a familiar bumper sticker. Three words, 16 letters. What bumper sticker is it?
Now, you might need to eat a few Madeleines before you answer that puzzle. And all. But when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. Will, Leanne is going to be away again next week, so you're going to be joined by Jackie Lydon.
Sounds good. Gwen, this was a pleasure. Thank you.
It really was a pleasure. You take care of yourself. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Gwen.